Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, 6-4. Now we talk about the things a man may not carry in public, and they are potentially an Isra Doraisa if he does, B'chai B'chatas. The Mishnah says, Lo Yetzi Ha'ish, a man may not go out into the Rishos HaRabim, Lo B'Sayef, not with a sword, V'lo B'Keshes, not with a bow, V'lo B'Tris, not with a shield, V'lo B'Ala, Bratzer brings two pshat on what the Allah is, either a different kind of shield, like a buckler, like a round shield, or else it could be like a mace, like a cudgel, like a whacking device. V'lo b'roimach, and not with a spear. V'im yatza chayav chatas. Tanakama says if a man would go out with one of these weapons and carrying them, that's not considered to be a tachshit, he's not wearing them, he's carrying them, and therefore be liable for a chatas. Rabbi Eliezer omer tachshit in henlo. Rabbi Eliezer says no. Weapons are like ornaments for a man. They like make you look macho, and you know you look cool in them, and therefore they're just decorating your person. The chacham omrim, the chacham are going to reject this, and they say ein an ela laganai. They say no, weapons are certainly nothing but a disgrace, maybe a necessary disgrace, but they're disgraceful objectively. Why is that the case? Because the famous pasuk shneamar in Yeshaya, the prophet Isaiah, in his vision for the messianic future, endorsing world peace. This pasuk has found its way to the walls and the outside of the UN. Even the pasuk says, "Vekitsu charvosam le'itim." They'll beat their swords into plowshares. A plowshare is the blade that goes beneath the plow for agriculture, to you know, plow a field. "Vachinus oseim le'mazmeros." Their spears, they will reshape into like shears for pruning, like hooks for cutting branches. Loisa goyel goy cherev. No longer, says Yeshaya, will one nation raise up a sword against another nation. Vilo yilmadu od milchama, and nor will they learn the art of war. And that's the messianic vision. And since the messianic vision is that ultimately there'll be no war, so that means it can't be a tachshit, because if weapons were tachshitin, then there would be something that would persist even if there'd be no practical need for them. But here we're saying that no, once the need for weapons is done, then they'll be totally reshaped into agricultural utensils. Therefore, objectively speaking, they're not tachshitin. They're just utensils that a person's carrying around. The Mishnah continues now. We're going to talk about biris. Biris are garters. So in the days before elastic, so if you had socks, how would your socks stay up? How would your tights stay up? No elastic, keep them snug on top. Instead, you'd have a kind of little belts, if you will, or little metal rings or something that would be fastened at the top of your socks to stop your socks from falling down. Those are called garters, and that's the biris over here. So the Mishnah says that the biris are tahora. They're not makabel tuma. The yotin ba b'shabbos, a person could wear the biris, those garters, on Shabbos. The reason why is because he's wearing them, or she's wearing them. And that's, since it's derech levisha, you're wearing it, so it's not caring, and you could go out on Shabbos. And there's no concern that a person would take off their garters and the Rosh Hashanah, because then their stockings are going to fall down. The socks will fall down, and no one's going to expose their legs like that in public. And that being the case, there's no reason to forbid wearing garters on Shabbos. However, they're tahora, they aren't makabel tuma. The point of this is as follows. It's a technical point that we learn in Maseches Kelim, that for a utensil, a kli, to be susceptible to tuma, makabel tuma, so it has to be something which is mishamish adam, it has to serve a person. I actually referenced this not long ago when I talked about the collar in the previous Mishnah of the horse or the dog being makabel tuma. Again, the question over there is, like here, was, would be, well, why should it be makabel tuma? It's not for serving a person, it's serving an animal. Or here, it's not serving a person, the garter is serving the stockings to hold them up, not the person himself. So in the case of the collar, we said that it actually is serving a person. It's serving a person because that's kind of like the handle by which you move the animal around, but the collar. As for the garter, it's serving the clothing, not the person, and therefore it's considered to be a kli for a kli, not a kli for a person, and therefore it is not makabel tuma. So when the Mishnah says here, the biris are tahora, the garters aren't makabel tuma, it's because they're not serving the body, the person himself, but rather serving the clothing. But yotzen b'shabbos, you could go out with a garter on Shabbos because it's wearing them and no one's going to take them off and let their leggings fall down. Now, finally, kavalim. There is this thing called kavalim. This is like a little chain that's attached to the garters. Now, this was a strange thing that was worn by a particular family in Yerushalayim, says the Bar Tanura, based on the Gemara, that there, this family, the girls took big steps, and it was considered to be not tsanua. It actually, it says notion, that it was considered to be, you know, they damaged themselves, potentially by taking such large steps, and they were considered not to be basulim. And that being the case, their parents arranged that there should be little, like a little golden chain that connects their garters that would inhibit them from taking large steps. So the question is, can one go out wearing this kavalim, this little chain between the garters that restrain the footsteps from being too big? So the Mishnah says, kavalim tamein, ve'en yotzin b'hem b'shabbos. You may not go out wearing your kavalim on Shabbos. The concern actually is that the girl might take off the chain to show to her friends. There's no reason that she would be inhibited from doing this as much as her leggings won't fall down. The garter themselves stays on. And we say they are tamein, meaning that the kavalim, this chain, is makabel tuma, can become tamei, because it's there to serve the person herself, the body of the girl, as opposed to the socks or the garter. So they're yes makabel tuma, but they cannot be worn outside on Shabbos.